Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the first chapter of Hilchos Erechim v'Charamim. In this parak, the Rambam will discuss what Erechim are. A little bit of background, because the Rambam will sort of jump right into it. Erech literally means value, an evaluation, if you will. And it relates to a certain type of neder, as we will see, which a person can take relating to either their own or another person's value as the Torah defines it, based on two features, gender and age. And when we say value, we don't mean axiologically, the way in which they are perceived, how worthy they are in God's eyes. Rather, we simply mean in terms of a set monetary value, which the Torah affixes to this individual, most specifically with regards to this concept of taking a pledge that one will donate the amount of either their own or another person's Erech value, and in that fashion, they will now owe to the Beis HaMikdash this amount. Without further ado, let's read the words of the Rambam himself. Halacha Aleph. Ha'erechim heim neder mechalal nedrei hekdesh. If one takes this sort of Erech vow, I won't bother to translate it each time, it is a neder, a vow, under the rubric of nedrei hekdesh, when one designates something to go to the Beis HaMikdash, as the Rambam has explained earlier in Mishneh Torah. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Ish kiafli neder be'erkecha nefashos l'Hashem. When a person will take a vow, thereby taking an erech vow regarding a person to Hashem. Lefikach chayav aleihem mishum lo yachal devaro ve'lo sa'acher l'shamo mishum kechol yotzei mipiv yaseh. Accordingly, all the different obligations which relate to a standard neder, not defaming his word, not delaying to fulfill it, and in addition, the positive command of making sure that one acts in accordance with that which one utters, all of these apply to an erech vow as well. Halacha Beis. Mitzvah Aseh Ladon B'dinei Erechin Kasher Meforesh B'Torah. As a positive Torah command to properly adjudicate the halachos of Erechin as is explained in the Torah. V'echad Omer Erki Alai, O Omer Erech Zeh Alai, O Erech Ploni Alai, Nosin Erech Lefi Shnei HaNerach Hu HaDavar HaKatzav Shebatorah Lo Pachos Lo Yaser. And regardless of whether one says, my erech should be upon me as a debt that he owes to the Beis HaMikdash, or whether he says it about this particular person's, or he says it about a specific person who he names, in all those cases, he will have to give the amount which is set for this individual, as described in the Torah, not any more and not any less. Halacha Gimel. The Kamahu Erech. Now, how much is this prescribed amount of an erech in the Torah? Im haya nerech ben shloshim yom, o pachos, Ein lo erech, v'ha'omer alav erech ze'alai, harizek omer erech kli ze'alai, v'eino chayev klum. If the one who was the one the vow was being based off of is 30 days old or less, so then they have no erech whatsoever. And therefore, if some adult says about this young infant that this infant's erech should be upon them to donate to the Beis HaMikdash, it's as if he had said it about some random vessel, some item, which, of course, has no erech, which only relates to the people, and therefore, one will not be liable anything in that case. However, ha'imi ben echru shloshim yom, ad ben chameshan im gmuros, erech hazachar chamisha shkal, panakeva shlosha shkal. If, however, the person that the vow was being based off of was from 31 days old until 5 years old, five complete years, in that case, as we mentioned before, it goes based off of age and gender. So if the individual is male, it'll be 5 silver shkalim, and if female, then 3 silver shkalim. Mishin nechnas b'shnas sheish yom echad, ad sheyashlim shnas esrim, erech hazachar esrim shkalim, v'adakeva asar shkalim. The next gradation is once they enter into the 6th year one day, so 5 years old in one day, until they complete the 20th year. For a male, the erech is 20 silver shkalim. For a female, 10 silver shkalim. Next gradation, Mishikanes b'shnas achas b'esrim yom, ad sheyashlim shnas shishim, erech hazachar chamishim shkalim, hanakeva shloshim shkalim. Once the individual enters into the 21st year, at least one day into it, 20 years plus one day, until they complete the 60th year, then erech for a male will be 50 silver shkalim, still increasing, and for a female it will be 30 silver shkalim, also still respectively increasing. And now for the fourth and final gradation, aside from, of course, the one which is zero for somebody less than 31 days old. Umishikonis bishnas achas bishishim yom ad yom mosa afilu chaya kama shanim erech hazachar chamisha asar shkalim vankeva asar shkalim. Once one enters into the 61st year, even one day, so 60 years and one day, until the day of their death, even if they live many, many years, 100, 120, it doesn't make a difference. For a male, it will be 15 silver shekels going down and now, and for a female, it will be 10 silver shekels also going down. Halacha Dalet, kol ha'shanim ha'elu me'eis le'eis miyom ha'leida. With regards to all these years, how do you calculate them? It goes from the day of the person's birthday until that same time, that same day. It's not based off of calendar years. Once Rosh Hashanah comes around, it counts as one year. And with regards to all the shekelim referred to, this refers to the ones of the Beis HaMikdash, which the weight of such will be pure silver, that's 320 pieces of barley. Ukvar hosipu alav v'atzu oso sela kemoshi b'arun b'hilchos shekelim. And as the Rambam has already explained earlier in Mishnah Torah, Chazal have already added to the value of this. Instead of being 320 pieces of barley, it's one that has the weight of 384 pieces of barley, which is the size of a different coin called a sela. Lachahei, tumtum v'androgynos, ein lehem erech, shlo katz v'torah erech el zachar v'adai olin keva v'adas. Somebody of indeterminate gender, either a tumtum, who has neither sign, or an androgynous, who has both signs, they have no erech at all. Because the Torah only said an erech for somebody who was certainly male or certainly female, and they are not clearly either. Accordingly, if a tumtum or androgynous says that I hereby donate my erech, or another person uses them as the base and says I hereby dedicate that tumtum or androgynous's erech, then it's meaningless. They're not obligated in anything. Halacha vav, hobi kuchavim erech, aval eno marech. A non-Jew is able to be the base of the vow, but he cannot actually take that vow. Ketzad, the Rambam now clarify. If a non-Jew says that my value is upon me, or the value of a Jewish person is upon me, it's not meaningful. If a Jew says it concerning a non-Jew, he says that his erech should be upon him, or he specifies a particular non-Jew and says so, then in that case, he will be liable in accordance with the gender and age of this non-Jew. And the same is true as well. If somebody takes an erech vow based on somebody who's a deaf mute or somebody who's not mentally competent, in that case as well, he'll be liable in accordance with the person's gender and age. Halacha Zayin. Ha'evin nerach v'orech kishar Yisrael. V'mipodeh v'haylo itein erech shenadar. A slave who's an Eved Kanani, in other words, he's partially Jewish, but not full Kedushas Yisrael, they have the ability to be the base of an Erech vow, as well as to take an Erech vow, just as is true by any other member of the Jewish people. And if he's redeemed, and he has the wherewithal to pay it, so then he should pay up that vow which he had taken. Hachachas. Echna marach es ha-yofeh bari, v'echna marach es ha-kar ha-chola. With regards to taking erech vow, it applies whether the individual that was the base was handsome and healthy, or whether they're ugly and sick. Afilo ha'enerech mukat shchin, osuma, ogidin, v'yishbo komum, even if the individual was somebody who had terrible leprosy, blotches all over their body, or they were blind, or they had a limb amputated, they have all different types of blemishes, nonetheless, nosing the fishanav kemoshe kasam Torah. It still goes based off of just gender and age, as is described in the Torah. Halacha Tes. Hadamim einan kerechin. If a person pledges their worth, their value, in a different sense, it's not quite the same as taking erech vow. Ketzad, the Rambam is going to distinguish between damim and erechin. Ha'omer damai alai, odmei ze alai, odmei ploni alai. Avilo ha'oso ploni katan ben yomo, o tumtum v'adragonis, o v'chavim, nosin mash u'shavet dinar, o elef, ki'ilu hu eved hanim korbashok. By saying my damim, again, we'll say my value in this sense, my worth in this sense is upon me, or the worth of this individual is upon me, or he specifies a specific person, then in that case, even if the individual who was the base of this neder was a child just one day old, or was somebody of indeterminate gender, or was a non-Jew, in that case, you give their value, whether one coin or 1,000, as if they were being sold in the marketplace. Unlike Erech, which isn't about what they would be sold for in the marketplace, this case is based off of what they, as an individual, would be sold for in the marketplace. Halacha Yud. Va'erechem kulo v'adam kol stamen lebedek abayis. V'yiplu ha'kol alishka sh'ayisab ha'mikdash mukhenes lekachay bedek abayis. Now, where do these monies go? If they were not specified otherwise, then all erechem and all damim type of vows go to the bedek abayis fund, the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash used for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. And they're placed in a special chamber that was in the Beis HaMikdash, which is prepared for the monies given to the bedek abayis. Halach Yud Aleph. Obeku kavim sh'amar domai alai, odmei ploni alai, nosin kafin nidro, ve'enu nofel lelishka. If a non-Jew had said, my value is upon me, or the value of a certain other person is upon him, in that case, he gives in accordance with his vow, with his pledge. But it doesn't go to this particular chamber, because we do not accept funds from a non-Jew as a voluntary offering to us as a voluntary pledge, either of the nedava or neder variety, meaning to say one where it will be incumbent upon him if it gets lost, or one where it will not be. Either way, we don't accept it from him in order to strengthen this treasury fund of the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, this bedek habayis, or for the funds to upkeep Yerushalayim. As the pasuk says, it is not for you. It is specifically for us. It's not for you. You don't join together with us to build a house for Hashem. And the pasuk further says, you have no right, no portion whatsoever, no remembrance in Yerushalayim. Halach Yud Beis. Omai Yasebahen. What should be done regarding these gifts then? Yibadek Obikachavim al Das Minodar. We should investigate if he had intended to do whatever the Bnei Yisrael would tell him to do with it. So then we say, look, Beis Din, you can use it for whatever you decide, aside from using it for the Beis HaMikdash and for Yerushalayim. If, however, he said he had taken it for the sake of Hashem, for the sake of the Beis HaMikdash, ostensibly, so then it's become sanctified, but there's nothing that we can use it for, and therefore it should be buried. Halach Yud Gimel. Hagoses ein lo lo erech lo damim, hoel berov hagoses lemisa, hari hu kemes. Somebody who's terminally ill, he's in the very death throes, has no erech either. He also has no damim. Since most people in this state of being a goses end up dying, it's as if he's already dead. V'chein mish nigmar dino based in shal yisrael l'hargo alaveir shavar v'ericho acher osh erech atzmo osh amar damai alai osh amar acher d'mei ze alai eno chayv klum shezek kemesu v'meis eno erech v'lo damim. Similarly, somebody who's had his execution sentence confirmed, decided in a Jewish court, they are standing to be killed for some terrible offense. In that case, if somebody else or he himself takes an erech based on him or a damim vow based on him, in that case, it's worthless because he says if he's dead, and somebody who's dead has no erech, has no damim. V'al zeh ne'emar, kol cher ma'asher yacharam min adam lo yivadeh, kolmar ein lo pidyon el harehu kemes. This is what the pasuk is referring to, the end of Vayikra, when it says that somebody who's been condemned to be killed, he's been condemned from mankind, he can't be redeemed. That means to say that there is no redemption for him whatsoever. He's considered as if he's dead. Halach Yud Dalet. Zah yoti liharig, sheherech achir, o nadr d'mehem, o hizek, chay l'shalim, v'govan akomen l'chasam. If somebody is being taken out to be killed, but then he takes upon himself the erech of some other person, or the damim of some other person, or he damages somebody, in that case, he still is a person to be obligated, and the money will be taken, will be collected from his estate. Halacha Tezvav. Kohanim Leviim Ma'arichim Bnei Rachim Kishar Yisrael. Those that are Kohanim or Leviim are able to take an Erech pledge and can be pledged based on, just as is true with any other member of Klal Yisrael. There's no difference between Kohanim and Leviim and a regular Yisrael. V'katan she'egiya l'onas nedarim, herech, onadar damim, chayav l'shali, shari nedar v'kayam, kamo shebi'ana v'helchus nedar. And somebody who's less than the age of adulthood, somebody who's just a child, who's reached the age, though, where their Nedarim are taken seriously. For a boy, that's 12 years and one day. For a girl, it's 11 years and one day. In that circumstance, if they took upon themselves an Erechin vow, or a Dummim type of vow, in that case, they're liable to pay. Because, as we've already explained earlier in Mishnah Torah, one is liable at that stage for any Nedarim that they take. Halacha Tezayin. Ha'erechim ha'ketuvim lefi ha'shanim, hein shnei ha'nerach v'lo shnei ha'marach. With regards to the Erechim, which are set in accordance with one's age, those are based off of the one who the vow was based on, and not the one who is taking the vow. Ketzad, the Rambam now illustrates this. Ben Esrim sh'amar leben shishim, erkecha alai, nosin erech ben shishim. If there was a 20-year-old who had said to a 60-year-old that your value of erech should be upon me, in that case, he gives a 60-year-old's erech. Ben shishim sh'amar leben esrim, erkecha alai, nosin erech ben esrim, and somebody who's 60 who says it to a 20-year-old that your value is upon me, so in that case, he will give the value of a 20-year-old. And so too in any similar case. Halacha Yud Zayin. V'tzarech ha'marech shehei piv v'libo shavin kishar nedar. The one who is taking this erech vow needs to have that which he utters from his mouth be what he was thinking inside of his heart, as is true with regards to all nedarim. V'nish'alan al erechin v'al adam k'derech v'nish'alan al shar nedarim v'ekdeshos. And one can also go to a Torah scholar to have the erech vow or the damim vow absolved, just as is true with regards to any other situation of taking a neder, either of the nidre iser or the nidre hektish variety. Halacha Yud Ches. Homer erech elu alai, nosin erech kulan, kol echav echad l'fin shanav. If somebody regarding a group of people says, I am going to pay the erech of these people, in that case, he owes the erech of each and every one of them in accordance with their age and gender. V'imaya ani, nosin al yidei kulam erech echad ani. If he was poor, so then he should give one erech, the amount that's paid by somebody who's poor, for all of them together. We will see exactly what that entails in the upcoming halachos. V'imhaya ashir, nosin ayde kulon erech ashir. If he was wealthy, so then he should give the erech, which is paid by somebody who's wealthy, for each and every one of them. Halach yotes. Homer erki alai, v'chazer amar erki alai, v'chein im amar afilu kamap amim, chayv al kol achas v'achas. If somebody declares that he's going to dedicate his erech, and then does so again, he again says he will dedicate his erech, and even if he says this many times, he's going to have to pay an erech for each and every one of those. Amar shnei erki alai, nosin shnei erechin. Similarly, if he says, I'm going to pay two of my erech values, so then he must pay two of them. V'cheinim amar arba, afilu elef, nosin kaminin shenadar. And so too, if he said four, or even 1,000 of them, in that case, he'll have to pay that number of erechin that he had declared. Halacha chaf. Amar harei alai erech, v'lo perish erech mi, el erech stam. If somebody had said that an erech is upon them, but he didn't clarify which person's erech he was discussing, in that case, since he didn't specify anymore, we take the lowest possible erech, which is 3 shkalim. Halacha chaf aleph. Homer erki alai umeis kodem shiyamod bedin ena yorshim chayav litein shneimar hamidu lefnei hakohen erech oso hakohen amar bedin umeis yinu yorshim. If somebody says that my erech should be upon me, and then he dies before he had been evaluated in the Beis Din, in that case, the inheritors are not obligated to have to pay that erech, as the Pasuk says, and they will stand him before the Kohen, and that Kohen will make the judgment, the evaluation of this person. If, however, the person had already been stood up in the Beis Din, and then he had died, in that case, those inheritors must pay the funds. Halacha chaf beis. Avala Omer Domai Alai, Aval Pisha Mabidin, Umeis, Kodem Shiktitsu Damav, Viomru Hadayon Kama Yishva, Ani Yarsham Chavin Litain. Regarding somebody who had said their Dummim is upon them, even though he had already been stood up and based in, and then had died before they had set the exact amount of how much he's worth, in that case, the inheritors are not going to be liable to pay. However, Vim Kotzbu Damav, Vachakach Meis, if they had actually set the precise amount, and then afterwards he had died, in that case as well, Yinu HaYorshim. So then the inheritors are going to have to give it. Halacha Chav Gimel, the final halacha in the parak. Uma bein erech l'dam. What is then the difference between an erech vow and a damim vow? As we've seen, she'erech in ketubim na Torah, hadam ein ketubim. Something which is an erech vow that's set in the Torah, its amount, whereas the damim one is not set in the Torah as much as it depends on the individual's worth as if they were to be sold as a slave in the market. V'chein omer erech ploni alai, umeis ha'orech v'hanerach, achar sh'omar ha'nerach bedin, chavim yarshin litein. Similarly, if one says that the erech of another person should be upon him, and then both the one who was making the vow, as well as the one who was being evaluated, died after the one who was standing to be evaluated had been evaluated based in. In that case, the inheritors, the one who had decreed this statement, they will be liable to pay that amount. Meis ha-nerach kodem sh'oma b'din. If, however, the one who was being evaluated died prior to his ability to be stood up in based in to determine his value, aval pi she'amarach kayem, even the one who had made this vow is still alive, harizeh pater. He nonetheless is going to be exempt from having to pay this money. She'ein erach l'meis ha-nerach terach amida b'din. Because, as we've seen, there is no erach value to somebody who had died, and we've also seen the one who was the basis of the erech vow needs to be stood up and based in to be evaluated. Amar debein ploni alai v'amad b'din umeis kodem chitzu damav harizeh pater she'ein damav l'meisim. If somebody said the value of a certain person is upon him, and then that person had been stood up in the based in, but had died before they had actually set the precise amount, in that case, the one who had taken that vow to pay the damav of this person will also be exempt from having to pay it, because, as we've also seen, there is no damav to somebody who had died. Have a wonderful day.